taking those poor, innocent little animals. That's another reason why do you believe in anything. These poor little things are the most loyal creatures on earth. Dogs love you and people just treat them so terribly. The word's well said, they treat them like a dog. Don't feed them, beat them. It's awful, awful, awful. So I wish you people would say, Jim Jones has adopted 8 children. Jim Jones helps everybody that comes to him. Jim Jones has never turned an older person away. He gives them a home, whether they have money or not. Jim Jones has never turned a little animal away even. Jim Jones has done this, that, or the other. Jim Jones healed me when doctors said I could not live. But you don't have to say he's God. I'll tell you, when you do that outside and cast those pearls outside, you are on an ego trip. You're like a little child that used to play with a couple of toys. I got a better bicycle than you. And you're trying to hurt people. And there are a lot of good people out there today that are in the churches of this town that don't like these preachers, that know that they're living a lie, saying Jesus is coming soon and having anniversaries planned from 1 year to the next, having to have Cadillacs and tailored clothes. They won't dress like me. They sure won't dress in used clothes and holy shoes. They won't dress like that. And there's a lot of people that would come here, but you have scared them away because you don't live the life, you don't show concern, and the first thing you say to them, he's God. If somebody would come up to me on the street and say, there's a man over there that's God, I'd think they were kooky. But after a while, if I saw a good neighbor that helped people out and took the stranger in and was neighborly to help in every emergency and kind and gracious and smiling and friendly and helpful, I wouldn't care if they believed the totem pole was God. I'd go look to see what they had. Why do you suppose Jesus said, go tell no man? He said, I'm the only God there is. But he said, go tell no man. Why do you suppose he said it? Because he knew that that wasn't the way, even in his understanding. And he said, this was a greater day than his. He said, after he went away, these things shall you do, and greater. He said, everybody after him would be greater. But he had more sense than that. Well, I know I've really made some people angry. I can tell, you can always tell by the quiet, quiet manner that's in the congregation. Listen, I want to tell you the fact. I don't want you to tell anybody, anyone else, that I'm a Savior. I'm working night and day, sleeping no time, ask the people. Getting, when I lay down on a Davenport or bed or floor, it's dawn. Emergencies of every variety. I was with Tim Stone on 3 calls this morning, helping somebody's life out of misery. The assistant district attorney that's a member of our church. I don't want to be God to anybody else. Do you understand? I've got enough children. Don't make me God to anybody else. And all God meant was, Jesus said, when they took him away to crucify him, he said, ye all are gods. He said, why do you stone me? What for? He didn't know why. He said, why do you do it? For what good work? He said, none, because you being a man make yourself God. He said, it's written, ye all are gods. God's humanism, the highest developed refinement in the superego, the most conscious love, that is God. God means good. We want people to recognize that they are God and quit worshiping the sky, because the rich, the oppressors, the international bankers will use that to tell you to quit working against injustice, because by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home. And you know, as Mark Twain said, people always talking about going up there and singing 10,000 years. Amazing grace, when we've been there 10,000 years, we'll have no less days to sing God's praise. Mark Twain said, now, let me tell you, you can't get a man in church, he's uncomfortable after 20 minutes, and he's going to stand up there and sing Amazing Grace for 10,000 years, say, that's a lie, and you know it. But we go on with that nonsense, you know, and so we must terminate someplace. I do hope I have an understanding how many will tell the works as a key to life, 20 a day, but how many will tell the works instead of who you think I am? Tell the works. Show the fruits in your own life. But then I'm going to ask you, if you're a gossip and a troublemaker and a grouch, don't tell anything. If you don't pay your bills and don't keep your word, you lie faster than a horse can trot, just keep your mouth shut. Tell him President Nixon is God. No, I feel even compassion for that poor man, because I think we got a pig in the poke. It made us think we got some help, and we're in more trouble than we were. Mr. Rockefeller's even more trouble than Mr. Nixon. I told you he'd be coming on the scene, and you're in more trouble with Mr. Rockefeller than you are with Mr. Nixon. I don't take any pride that the man is going to die, defeated, demoralized man. It's a powerful, powerful monetary interest and conspiracy that can cause a man with the power that he had to be put out of office. Awful powerful. So I don't take any delight in it. I'm sorry that he's going through the hell he's going through. But that's the world. No one else has any question about anything I preached? We understand it. By the way, how many feel we should have closed meetings? How many feel we should not have? This is democracy. You have a right to express yourself. Well, we have an agnostic and a believer speaking. One who believes I'm Almighty God, one who's an agnostic socialist, and a conservative over here. So we ought to hear from the three of you. Grace, Sister Cox, and this good Brother Rankin, we ought to hear from you. You don't believe in church, and so if you can say you think we ought to have closed meetings, we sure ought to hear from you. Because he don't believe in church. Yes.
Father, I was saying that all the members we got at all the churches, if we all get together like I did in the 30s, and where they know, you know, I didn't know what I know now, I think we can really get the program over. If every member in each block get together and start thinking and start doing and give up some of the things they have at home, TVs and things and phones and things, I think that we will get the job done, Father, and you won't have to do that extra job, because that extra job calls for extra people coming there unnecessarily. Maybe I'm saying wrong, but if I am, you can straighten me out.
Well, this is a hall of democracy. Where the spirit of our God is a liberty. Amen. So you have a right to speak your expression, and you're a tremendous woman of faith. This woman was dead. The doctors gave her no hope. Her heart had been stopped for 3 hours, the right lateral side of it. But I told her she would live.
That's right.
More than that, they wouldn't take her in the hospital because of the color of her skin in Chicago till I promised to pay, and did.
Right.
First day's bill was $1,000.81. $1,081 and some cents. Then I sent Sister Jones. That's why you ought to stand by that woman. She took all of her vacation days to stay with her.
She did.
Till she got her on that plane and brought her back to see her back home safe and sound. Then you don't stand with when Sister Jones is in this congregation, when she gave her vacation days to stand with her and was proud to do it because you're a beautiful soul. But I tell you, it is disgraceful when you don't stand behind her because she's a wonderful mother to you. Yes.
Father, they probably don't understand what I mean, but I mean get out and work when you see something.
I know what you mean because you've done it.
Big people here don't understand what I'm saying, but perhaps maybe you can explain it better than I can. And also, I did the same thing in Boston, Massachusetts. We set the whole, during the wartime, we was in the laundry, and that's a slave slav. You know that what that is. We shut the whole laundry down because we all got together. Those didn't get together, brother. We got them on the end. We won. And I mean, with the big shots was there, paying out the money, didn't want to pay us any money, and we should put all the linen in the machines and shut the machines down and let them cook them up. So they had to still pay us and plus buy more linen.
She fought unjust practices in the welfare department and got it changed firsthand without education. She can't read nor write. That's what it takes. They're creeping over this land, taxing the small business out of existence. OSHA, its laws, till a small businessman can't exist. A small property owner said on the TV this morning, in another year, it will be impossible for a young couple to buy a property. And yet, Reagan gets by and leaders get by without paying their income taxes. People go to jail for 3 years, like we have 15 years. This man last evening, for unjust crime, for taking some food. And then Mr. Nixon robs the entire treasury, the United States Department, using it for dirty tricks, even to bring down Mrs. Hunt's plane in Chicago. It was brought out by that man that left the CIA and told all. And all those people were murdered while the treasury agents went through the plane and the CIA agents went through the plane. They were burning and they didn't try to get them out. They just wanted to get the papers that she had. All that money, every bank, you might say he robbed every bank in America, and then gets pardoned. It is time the little people got together. Yes, now I do wish to hear, and this is so long, but I do wish to hear the opposition, the three opposed to closing our meetings. Sister Cox. Wait, honey.
I felt that there's too many younger people out in the streets and senior citizens that are looking for what we have. If we close it, then what do they have? I mean, you know, how are they going to find it if we close it?
I concur wholeheartedly. But if someone comes in here before we get ourselves together and in the place of refuge, because really I hear both the conservatives saying, I know that both conservatives, being a personal friend of the rancher next to us, Mr. Hetty, who's a secretary of the John Birch Society, and I know the conservatives, Independent Action, and I know the, you know, the nonviolent left all say that we're going to have concentration camps and all this bugging system, as you heard our head of our Justice Commission that goes in the courts when they set people beside us when we defend someone's rights with a radio on them, a transmitter on them in their socks. We are having, with all the police agents, and I don't mean police in a negative word because we believe in law and order, but law and order for everyone. Law and order in the streets and law and order in the suites. But I'm tired of hearing all this talk about law and order in the streets without any law and order up there in the Washington suites. But anyhow, you're taking a great chance to speak your liberty in this assembly, in front of people, in this age, if you wish to get to the promised land and be ready for the time when America is prepared to resist totalitarianism. Be sure that you come to this film, by the way, someplace, Big Brother, I don't know where I put it. Yes, thank you. Movie 1984. It'll be a banquet dinner for Jonestown. The president of that free country has named it Jonestown, as you know. The menu will be baked or barbecue hens, wild rice, string beans, peas and carrots, fresh tossed salad, jello fruit salad, varieties of cakes of all sorts, peach cobbler, and various punch and non-caffeine coffees. These tickets will go to help Brother Iams, who's standing to my right, to get the equipment to build our agricultural community. He was a pioneer and coordinator of the Promised Land. That will be, what date is that? Is the date set November 1st? So be sure to get tickets, will you? There are different tickets for children. Children's tickets are only 77 cents. So help the cause with that. Now that is my thinking, but your thinking's right, love. Yesterday I found a poor lad on the streets, and I gave him some food, and he was helpless, homeless, despaired, but so paranoid. He said, "Why are you helping me?" I said, "Young man, I'm a minister." He said, "I don't believe anybody helps anybody without a reason." I said, "Well, just come to the church door, or call even some of our professional people." And I gave him the name of Assistant District Attorney, gave him Reverend Iams and Reverend Purefoy's name here, said, "You can call them." He did not call, and yet I know he's near death. He was so far out on drugs, he's near death. I don't know. It is true that this is the only refuge. We've gotten all of our young people off of drugs. The government federal program, before he was dismissed, said, the Van Dusen said that it was the greatest drug rehabilitation program in America. So you bring a good point. And the opposition has spoken, one of them. Now let's hear the next one that's opposed to closing the meetings.
Father, the reason I didn't vote, I know in our business meetings we shouldn't have no guests or nobody
yes.
in our business meeting. But I didn't vote because I know that the house of God looked like people could come to church sometime. But I don't invite nobody, white or colored. I don't invite them here. But I just speak about the work that you do, the good works. But that's all. But I don't tell nobody to come here. And this, I'll get this out while I'm here saying this.
Well, you made a good point there, dear. If you would just stick it to that, and you made a very good point.
Yeah.
That the house should be open, if it's a church, open to people,
that's
all
right.
people.
That's
And that is truth. Maybe we should consider changing it from a church, but that's very difficult and very dangerous, in that if we change it to church, we will not be able to utilize what we now have. Many churches do close their doors, however, to people. The Mormons have a very definite practice that blacks cannot even enter their temple or become members of the priesthood. We do not discriminate based on color. As many people of one race as another are turned away here and asked to come back at another time and are given later invitations if they are unprejudiced. We do not invite prejudiced people back.
No,
if they openly admit they have prejudice. But it is a problem that's represented, that we are, being a church, having to close the doors. We didn't used to do that. But we've had people come in and plant bombs. We've had people come in and try to do physical harm.
Right.
We had the man that came in with the submachine gun, if I hadn't had a revelation.
That's right.
And we've never used violence against them until that time.
Right.
We did give him a good shellacking. And I think, in spite of it, I think Jesus must have had something when he throwed the money changers out. Because we haven't had nobody come back in with a gun since we gave him a good shellacking. And the custodian wasn't even a member of our church in white, and he said, "Give it to him more." So, I think there comes a time when you've got to speak to people that want to do harm. If he'd have shot that gun through this church, it would have been 25 people, at least, that had got the bullet in them. Because it was an automatic weapon that would have fired 25 times.
I'm not against that. That's right. I know you're right. Whatever you say is right. But this one thing I want to say before I sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thanking you. For the people, temple people, all of them in here, and all them that worked with me, and all them that helped me, because I couldn't make it by myself, the journey by myself. And You don't tell me what to say, sister. Don't tell me. I get tired of people trying to tell me what to say.
If God can't tell her what to say, dear, you know you won't be able to.
Just leave me alone. I thank you for what you blesses me with. But it's the people's temple that gives me this money. And it's the people's temple that helped me bag up this money, ask for this money. The other time I turned in more, but I thank you to turn in $50 today. On gleaners, for gleaners. I took up this project because I'm not able to work. I'm not able to cook and sell and do like some doing. But I took this up to try to help the cause. And you really blesses me with it. Because just Sunday before last, I turned you 74. But this day, I'm turning you 50. And I thank you for it. Now, I ain't doing this to be seen, but I want the people to know that the money they're giving me, that I am turning it in.
The organization should be closed to people outside because this is the only hope of its growth. The growth of socialism will have to be worldwide and, in fact, in all governments before it's feasible, workable, and a workable solution. The Rockefellers, and people like them take a small minority of the people and make them rich, and they control the country on their behalf. To do so, they take another group, usually the young and the strong, and arm them. They arm them heavily, and they don't arm anyone else. The rest are given the crumbs or whatever, and unless people are warned, and this is explained to on a person-to-person basis, more so than on an organization level, that the Rockefellers and people like them will be continuously successful, and the socialists will have a difficult time all over the world.
Thank you. He's one of the workers that's put a lot of sweat into this church. Much of the building that you see here has been his own hands. He's a very dedicated, nonviolent, democratic socialist. We have conservatives who hate big government. We have socialists who hate big government. Because government is indeed, whatever your political persuasion, government is in the control of rich bankers, international corporate interest. So he says we won't be able to influence anyone. My feeling is, maybe you would call me an iconoclast, that America is drunk on materialism and drunk on religion, and that it will take a bloodbath before there'll be anybody to wake up. I will be glad to stay here. I've wanted to. And some of you say you won't go to the place I have prepared for you, where you'll be protected. I would rather stay, as he would, and fight the enemies of freedom here. But I don't want to see babies and older people tortured, and I don't think you have any idea of what we're talking about, because I know one of our workers is right now trying to get a baby and young people out of Brazil. The mother and father was put last week up against the wall, shot immediately. You saw it in the paper. An American, I told her to come back. She's not a member of this church. That'd make a difference what her church was. I think she's an Adventist in her background. And he is an Episcopalian. He was Brazilian. And they shot them down. They'd had a black person in their home. They shot them down, even though it's a multiracial nation. They've now developed racism in Brazil on top of it. And they were shot up against the barbershop wall. You may have read about it in the newspaper. And their children are left, their grandchildren are left homeless. And one of our workers is trying to do something about it tonight. It'd be tonight, their time, tonight. And one of our workers may be in some difficult time getting the person free. That's how bad it can get. Speak to that party, Sly, will you please? The necessity of staying in the assembly, even though it's late. Anyone that should speak for? The majority of hands went up. Is there anyone that wishes to speak for closing the assembly? Yes, Sister Young.
Well, I think people had fair chances to come to People Temple, and especially the young people, because I have children. I have a son who was in this church, and he left here, and he wouldn't come back. And I think they done had a chance.
Got him out of jail.
And you got him out of jail, you take him in, and got him off on dope.
Yeah.
And I know many of them has been here, and they go out and speak against this church. I went in a beauty parlor here about 2 months ago, and some woman said to me, said, "Well, I hear your father calls women bitches." I said, "Well, maybe he do. I've maybe not been there that time." I said, "But I ain't many times that door ain't open, and I ain't in People Temple." And I said, furthermore, if you want to know what my father calls people.
The only person I ever called that word is heifer, mean bitch. In the old Hebrew, was a woman that was thought she was trying to act like she wasn't black.
Well, you see, somebody was here at this temple taking that out. Because I don't tell nothing going on.
I expect
this
the woman took it out herself.
Well, she might have did. I don't know who. But I know these people.
That's one of the few things that I've heard on me that was true.
Well, I didn't tell them. Let them come here for themselves if they can get in that door.
See, the Bible, Jesus used, Paul used dung. The worst word in the whole Hebrew language for bowel movement. It's a much dirtier word than the word that we don't like. S ends with T. And Paul said, "I count it all dung." Jesus cursed the fig tree, cursed the money changers. A little bit of cursing is healthy for the blood pressure, says even the American Medical Association. But this woman was impossible. She had a disease. I was willing to try to heal her. She didn't want to hear what we were telling about needing to work for freedom. She got up about 12 times and just showed her insolence till finally I did say something.
Well, that's the reason I think it ought to be closed, because they had plenty of chance to be here. And plenty of them know about it.
And that's a lot of courage for her. I know some of you may say, well, she's an example of someone we helped. But you see, her son's still out there. And she is an example of what this church means. And everybody knows it. When she wasn't even able to be in the church and give her support to the church, I paid for her home, didn't let it be lost. 4 payments. $400 so that she wouldn't lose her home. We've done that over and again. We take care of our people. But she's willing to say that even though her son is out. Well, it's something to consider. Yes, one that's been healed of tuberculosis and approaching the beautiful 100-year mark, we ought to hear from you. Yes. I do think we look younger than anybody. You'd never guess her age, I know.
Father, I just wanted to say that when I went to Father Divine's church, I was far from believing his teachings. And I was a prejudiced, very prejudiced person. But by going, I was completely changed. Because I was led into the church and could come in there and hear. Mm-hmm. I was completely changed.
Yes. But you know what? You didn't, at that juncture time in Peace Mission, they were not teaching the strong things that I do about legislation and about economics and political, sociological ramifications. They didn't preach that.
That's true.
That's the impact that we have that is different than the early days of the mission. We've got all that to deal with. And you're right, people will change as they associate with people.
I wish the whole world could hear you. I know that.
Well, this is an example. You remember, we have the head of the CBS Network News that's a member of this church. One person that came. You remember when the newspaper hailed me, "Prophet raises the dead." It was all over the newspaper. District attorney said, "Prophet raises the dead." Stiff as a board. Tongues hanging out. Turned blue. Lifeless. He raises the dead. The newspaper gave it the impact of no question that he raises the dead. How many people came? There's only one that all religions taught that would raise the dead. That was the second coming of the millennium that would raise the dead. Christ returned. But no one came. Very few came. If you can't get people to come where people are raising the dead, this one man did, who was a practitioner of the Christian Science Church. He came, gave up his TV cameras, he had them up there, going to do a story on us. But then he realized how corrupt the media was, gave up a big job, thousands of dollars he was making every year, gave it up and joined the church right then. Turned his whole life over, his whole resource over to the cause. I'm afraid that people are going to have to suffer. I wish it were like Brother Rankin said, that we could keep preaching and they would keep listening. But I think I'm preaching and very few are listening. Yes. Yes.
Father, I'm kind of hung up on the thing because of my daughter was slipping here before I knew about you. And it took her, Miss Smollett, she's the one recommended you to me. And my daughter had already been slipping here for I don't know how many times. And I don't know, I can't get her to come. She have 11 children. I can't get them to come. So I just don't hardly know what to say. They just seemingly don't have good sense. My daughter said to me, says, "Oh, I don't want to give up my prestige." Prestige? What kind
prestige.
Of prestige? What kind of prestige?
What kind of prestige does any black person have in America?
She worshiped in another church. Well, I worshiped in the same church.
What church has she got all this prestige in?
A little singing and a little speaking.
Oh.
So anyway, well, I had three offices in the church. In my church, the man that got killed, the bishop that got killed not long
Cleaver,
ago.
Bishop Cleaver?
Yeah. I was a member of his church. I had three big offices there.
The one that got murdered by the man that resented his Cadillac.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, I don't think I had any prestige until I found people careful. I'm telling you, and I got the prestige now. Oh, bless them. Hallelujah. I'm so happy I found you. Oh, yes. That's why I don't know.
The thing is, it's so.
I don't know.
Excuse
me. My sisters and brothers don't know that I'd have been dead.
Yes, sir. See, she was another who was very hopelessly ill and was healed, so she has reason. But all the prestige of speaking is not important to her when she's found freedom. The thing that amazes me and overwhelms me and makes me feel so grateful is that so many seniors, 100 years, 90 years, our sister that just stood, it doesn't look like she's way in her advanced years, approaching the 100 mark that just spoke, the white sister, but these people who are ready, you might say, to end life. Now, normally when people get ready to end life, they always want to get religion. They want a sure ticket to heaven. They want somebody to figure it all out, give them every step, stage. They want to be guaranteed they got passage to that never-never land. The older person is because they got nothing left in this world. Now, it would look to me like they'd be more precious young people like the two that are up here on the guests today, been very nice and attentive and patient with this long, long service. We do have young people, but let's face it, This is a senior church. I don't dig it. I don't understand it. Beautiful seniors that'll put up with the work and make and struggle to get a promised land when some of them don't even care whether they get there or not. They're doing it for youth. They're going to the courts and work for people's freedom when families won't even come. Stay home and eat or fix a dinner like we were talking about or pray. Won't even come to help their own children out of trouble. I'm amazed and I'm grateful to our seniors. But I would say it's the greatest commentary that America is very sick. When the youth are caught up in the trick of the anarchistic, terroristic plan of the conspiracy to do their own thing, get on drugs, do this, do that, go out on a free love trip, every kind of perversion anymore. We spend our hours with perversion. Someone had the nerve to invite me and my wife, a doctor and his wife, the exchange men, exchange women, the men with the men, women with the women, leading doctor in our little town of Ukiah. I got their children in this church. I had to get their children got out of the mess, and the wife got out of the mess. She wasn't in it. That was the second wife. They're now members of this church. That's sick. And that's what society has tricked us into doing. Drinking, doing what we please, living it up. So it's going to go on forever. The world's going to go on forever. Just do your own thing. Yet seniors who should feel the need of that more than anyone, they say, no, I'm going to try to make it better for somebody else. Or you're going to say, well, they had their life. Had their life? These people have toiled all their life. Struggled all their life. They've had no free love. It's cost them with every bit of their blood and sweat to get anything free. Nothing was ever free. And yet we cannot get the youth turned on to any great degree. A few years ago, I'd go at Berkeley and you'd hear people stand up and talk about oppression, conspiracy, about the terrible, terrible things that were happening in our country. Today, all you can hear is freaks talking about Jesus. I mean Jesus up there, not Jesus to feed somebody. And Jesus said, that's the only way to worship me. He said, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take in the stranger, release those that are in captivity. That's what Jesus said. In that you do it unto the least of these, you do it to me. He didn't want anybody to worship him or to build some shrine to an unknown God. He said, you'll separate the sheep from the goats based on whether you feed the hungry. And out at Berkeley, you won't find anybody but a bunch of nuts standing on boxes talking about religion or guru. Somebody sitting and meditating their way into eternity. I met somebody on a pole out there one day this week, standing up on a pole. He said, I am. He said, don't you see I am? I didn't even look up. It made my heart ache so much. I didn't even look up. Long beard, had his dashiki on black. It was bad enough. I wish he had been white, but he was black. Stand up. I am. I've reached nirvana. I've arrived. I'm God. So don't call me God. They're fools out there calling themselves God. Stand up on a pole in the middle of Berkeley. Right up on a pole. I am. They've given us religion, just like one writer said. Both the conservatives said it, Duvalier and Marx. Religion's an opiate of the people to keep people asleep while the conspiracy takes what they want and gives you what they will. Don't talk about people on heroin. This dose of the old-time religion is the worst dope there ever was. You can cure people of heroin. You can get people off a pot. But honey, you cannot get people off that religious slop. You can't do it. I think we've said enough. We'll postpone the discussion and decide later. We have voted, it looks like, what we're going to do. And we'll debate the time. If you come up with ideas about the date, we can have an open meeting. I've been here for many years. I've proven my honesty in adopting 8 children and giving to my people freely everything they needed, even to free legal services, from free housing to free medicine. I have preached to 2 million people in the Bay Area. That may be from Fresno, Sacramento, all. 2 million people have come through these doors. Benjamin Franklin, out at Hunters Point, and in this church. Over 1 million in Los Angeles. I have only been able to convert one in 1,000. That says something. And today I have spoken to this congregation, and some guests have kept their mind more open than some of you who've been here for 2 years. How many have been with me since I came to San Francisco? Stand up. Well, before I came, so that would apply too. To Redwood Valley, you heard of me because of miracles I'd done and things I'd done. Stand up. Before I came, San Francisco. When I first came. Shh, let's look. I'm trying to get something done today. That's why the service is very long. How many have been here for 3 years? You keep standing. You keep standing, the ones of you that are still standing. 3 or more, yes. 3 or more. Thank you for that. Well, 5, you can hold up the number, hands if you wish to, because all of you that were standing, we presume you've been here a great deal more. How many have been here? Well, there you got it. I think you see it right now. 3 or more years. Stand up, please. Everyone that's been here, 3 or more years. There are not 50 of you left. Now, you're beautiful people, so it's taken us 3 years to get 50 beautiful people. See what I'm saying? How many have been here 2 years or more? Keep standing. 2 years or more. Now, we have hardly no one that's not standing. Just 2 guests here, bless their hearts. So we have, and 1 gentleman, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Now this is going to be the saddest news. How many have been here 1 year or more? That brings practically everybody to their feet. Don't feel bad. Now, if you haven't been here, you couldn't have been here if you hadn't heard about it, you see. So you're not responsible. I'm just talking about to show you how little we have done in this last year. Practically everyone in this standing has been here more than a year. There, good brothers and sisters, is your case of empiricism. You study this and decide. Study this and decide. It's up to you. Person's a fool that doesn't face facts. You may be seated. And of the people seated, half of them were guests today, and one of them is just a brother I got out of prison. So better than half the people that were seated were people who were just here this week. Somebody's not interested in Jim Jones. Excuse me, just a moment. One more thing. Do shift, please, because someone might be in serious illness. This has been a business occasion today. We want to be sure that we don't leave anyone. Now, peace. Let's get ourselves assembled. And give the choir little instructions there about assembling. I want to ask a question How many do not believe in a sky god? It's interesting. It's all right. It's fine. You're new. You don't believe in a sky god. Let us put it better. You don't believe in a loving sky god. You don't believe in a loving sky god. Someone could prove that there's a buzzard up there, but you can't prove. I can prove scientifically that he's not loving. Because there's 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry. Starvation, and all of it hits black people more and poor people more than anybody else. All right. How many believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way that will save you from your sins? The blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that saves you from your sins. How many do not believe that? How many do believe it? You people don't know your posterior from your anterior. I tricked you. And I told you last night that I tricked you. You don't even pay attention. I tricked Los Angeles with the same question. I told you that I had the choir do that in Los Angeles, and you fell for it here. Some of you are reacting to what other people do. I hope, because if you believe that it took some good man to die to save you, that his blood had to be poured out, tortured to save you, you don't even read your Bible, because it says you are only reconciled. He did that to reconcile the old myths. You're reconciled by the blood, it said, and saved by the life. But hands went up, and I don't mind guests. Again, don't feel you know your religion. I'm not questioning that. But you've been in this house for years. You don't know what you believe. You were doing what somebody else was doing. You were following the leaders blindly.